And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't got a word of the week this week, right? Okay. I am sorry about that. And it's not a special. It's all random. We've got two tracks from the same label. Other than that, it's just random. I've gone there is some science to it, though. I've gone for four songs by bands I just wanted to play, mm-hmm. right? And four songs by bands that have sent things through. So it's all fine. They're all new tracks, but we have played some of the bands. Look, I'll just shut up. The first one, I'm very pleased to play this. This came through from Captain Oi. I'll tell you all about it after we played it. This is an old classic. Oh, I'll tell you what I've done. There is sort of a theme tone. The four songs that I've chosen by bands that we played before or whatever, ones that I wanted to, they are bands that they've all managed to sound from a different era to what they were. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
for example, the first one, Eddie and the Hot Rods, they were like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just shut up. They're not one of the ones I was on about. Anyway, it's the second. No, it's not even the second. Shut up, Paul. This is Eddie and the Hot Rods and Teenage Depression. Fucking, I'm depressed. This is Eddie and the Hot Rods and Teenage Depression. So that was Teenage Depression, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Tony. Now, I have been saying it in the last few weeks, do you like that one? And you've been saying, yeah, nice, because you haven't heard them yet. But you have listened to the songs this week, haven't you?
I've listened to them some, yeah. And, yeah, that's nice. And,
it's all good, basically. I mean, I know it's rude of me to say, but in terms of the responses necessary, when I say, do you like that one, I don't really need you here. They're all brilliant. And how anyone could not like the music this week, I don't know. It's certainly, if you listen to this show, you love it. Speaking of things I love, this is the Dead 60s underneath this. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds. That was Eddie and the Hot Rods from the new Captain Oi release, Eddie and the Hot Rods, the Singles Collection. and it is 15 tracks of, well, yeah, it's a mixture of sort of punk and old-fashioned R&B, rhythm and blues, and they're more of a rhythm and blues outfit now. They're still going, and a bloke I know called Richard Tolgarth plays guitar on them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Eddie and the Hot Rods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Eddie and the Hot Rods.
It is. I'm not even going to ask you which and it is. It's just all letters. Not lettuce. All letters. Eddie and MySpace.com/Eddie and the Hot Rods. Interestingly, that I've mentioned MySpace because for once, I've got some MySpace comments for you.
Hey.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do, if you're on the page, or if you're on MySpace and you're sort of around there, just click onto our page and leave us a comment. I do like getting them. We've got some good ones this week. They're not all good, but I've got five. First time in ages. First up, from Black Cat, the punky dichotomy, Paulie B and Tony, from the sublime to the ridiculous. I'm not sure whether that's nice or not.
I'm not sure.
Don't mind. Let's take it as nice.
Okay.
Next up, listening to the podcast at work makes the day fly past without the need to spit at the muggers I work with. Top tunes and funny shit in between. I did love the Chucky's track. Cheers, motherfuckers. Grunk and Goth, who is, of course, Small Paul, motherfuckers, who I may see on Saturday night when I go to the cover, and I imagine we'll be hearing about that later on in the show. Anyway, thank you very much, Small Paul. How you doing, motherfuckers? Next up, hello, gentlemen. Open brackets, I use this term loosely, close brackets. Fantastic show this week, particularly all the Ricky Braun tracks. Although any song that mentions Darth Vader is going to win the day, no matter how brilliant a drummer Ricky Braun may be. I do always enjoy Paul's US history lessons, and so do you, Tony.
Hmm.
I think they need a jingle. A bit like Tony's International Gig Guide. Tony does have a point, though. It is all a bit strange over here. Have a good one, you groovy geezers. Amberants, which should, of course, be called Omberants.
Omberants. Yeah.
Thank you, Omberants. Thank you very much indeed for remembering we're on MySpace. Hello, hello. I figured I'd show some love on the actual page, since it's been a long time. I've been promoting The Punky to anyone that likes different kinds of rock music. So even if there's no love for me, I still love you, Smacktards, the Game Maker. However, it's not the Game Maker, it's the artist formerly known as the Game Maker, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. We still need to check that out, but congratulations to you, whatever sex you are now.
Yeah.
Alright, so what's better than a poke in the eye? Silly question, as quite a few things are better than a poke in the eye, but there's not much better than Punky. We'd even go so far as to say that it's now better than Punky, but then we'd be lying, wouldn't we? There are a couple of things better, and we think you know what they are, but none of this changes the fact that Punky is the best damn radio show going. Frenzy of Tongs. Thank you very much, Frenzy of Tongs, and well done all the way from Rhode Island for knowing nowt, which is a particularly Midland straight northern expression from the UK. Clever chaps. Do make sure, if you get the chance, to check out Frenzy of Tongs. Absolutely nutty band, but I think we've run out of songs to play. So if you've recorded any more Frenzy of Tongs, make sure that you get in touch with us. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, definitely.
It is a band that sound like a deal. They sent this a few weeks ago now. And have you heard of First Time Riot, Tony?
No.
They're from Nottingham.
Oh. Okay.
And they sent this through. I'm very excited about this. I had to listen to this last night. I listened to the whole CD last night, because when I get a CD through, I don't just kind of flick through for a track I like. I do give it a proper listen. And I was hard pushed to pick a track here, because I like most of this album. I'm not going to lie and say I like all of it. There's one track I don't like, but out of 12, that's not bad, is it?
That's good.
It's one out of 12 ain't bad. I'm going to play the second track off it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is First Time Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/First Time Riot.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 0, and this is Agenda 21.
Make room. room, make room. We digress, disco side is famously in reality. Resource and commodities is all been seen. The end is nice, so start to break. I thought there was coherent approach. Future is bleak, judging on the present. Resource and commodities taken for granted. Sustainable factor with soil and free. Make room, make room. Make room, make room. Make room, make room. Make room. Make room, make room. Make room, make room. Make room, make room. Make room.
First time Riot, Tony, did you like that?
Yes, I did.
Of course you did, because that is right up your street, because that is sort of... I've described this as sort of a punk band playing metal, or a metal band playing punk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, there's some very technical metal guitar playing in there with punk rock attitude, and I like it. Let's call it a metal punk fusion. Either monk or petal.
Petal.
Just thought of that. Like it. That is pure petal, that is. That is monk. Now, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, I do have to say that for the second week in a row on this show, I'm drinking a bottle of real ale. And this week, I'm drinking a bottle of Old Hooky, which isn't too strong. It's only 4.8% proof, but it's strong enough. What's interesting about it is that when you pour it, you get very little head. Rather like my fucking life recently. Now, one thing that is a constant in my life, and I am looking forward to a week or two's time, Tony, when you are going to read out the best ever Podcast Alley comment.
Oh yeah, but I saw that today.
Do you have any Podcast Alley comments for me?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you all for your Podcast Alley comments, especially you Insane Star, thanks for that.
Wow, it's going to be great.
So, yeah, if you haven't voted for us so far, let's face it, it's a new month, it's October now, so do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen is the important Please Vote For Us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment or a random place name, if you so wish, and I'll read them out. And here, and I've got lots to catch up on, so here's the top six instead of top five. Not much to say, really. If you haven't listened to this podcast, you should. From Tim Potter. Well, short and sweet. Well, you're right. Thank you for the vote.
And thank you very much, Tim. Tim is, of course, the band leader with my house band, the Dolly Mixture, semi-detached. Thank you very much for leaving the comment. Tim.
Cool. I did not know that.
You do now.
I found Punky last week. Since then, I've listened to 30
Tony,
of them. Yes.
Surely you must have found it before now.
That's strange, isn't it?
Bizarre.
But since then, I've listened... It's actually a comment, you say, cool.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah.
Since then, I've listened to 30 of them. They must be good, because video games don't even keep me occupied 5.5 hours a day. And that's from Find a Loophole. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Find a Loophole. Yeah, I agree with you as well. I think in many ways, Tony, that Punky is the new Why Don't You. Did you used to watch Why Don't You?
Yeah. I did.
Why don't you just switch off the television set and go and do something that's boring instead? Well, now we're saying, why don't you... No, why don't... Find the loophole. I'm going to get this right anyway. Find the loophole. Just stop playing video games and start listening to Punky instead.
Yeah. Well, there were scousers in Why Don't You? Is that right?
No. Good thinking, Tone. It did have a regional bent.
Okay.
Because every week or every fortnight or whatever, they'd have people from a different part of the UK would be the kids on Why Don't You. So, because I can remember them being from Northern Ireland. I think the Belfast Why Don't You was particularly vicious. they always had them from, they were from different places, weren't they? It was trying to encourage the whole country of the under 15s to get involved on Why Don't You.
Let's me ask another comment. Smack tarts, goober goober, you smack tarts, like smack tard for start, and it's goober goober. Thank you. Like in the 8 song format, I am stuck in the Santinez Valley, California, where every other place was featured in Sideways and nothing has happened since then. 5 years ago, Stivovitz. Thank you very much.
Just say Stivovitz a few times.
Stivovitz.
Until you've learned it. Yeah, well, I'm sure that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you for the comment, Bo. Oi, oi. It's the Whitby Goth Festival coming up soon. I can't wait to start shouting, Kimbler! Kimbler!
Kimbler!
At all the silly little emos. That's some insane star.
Oh, Kimbler. Oh, insane star. Make sure you take some more photos. Perhaps you can take some photos of you pointing at emos, shouting, Kimbler! That would be nice.
That would be
I'm
nice,
not necessarily though. Just after porn. Money asked for photos, Tony. I'm interested to see, you know, our listeners' everyday lives. And obviously topless shots, so I appreciate it.
Another comment.
If you do have a photograph of yourself topless, male or female, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tell your email. Well, you asked for it.
And a comment from yourself. I'm just glad to be alive this month. Paulie B. Thank you for that.
At that point, I was. So these are September.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Are they?
Still about a good month behind.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, it's going to be a while before we get the ultimate Podcast Alley comment.
Yeah.
We might have to do a Podcast Alley special and try and catch up with it.
Maybe. I might increase it to 7 or 8 next week.
Oh, no, let's not go that far.
And finally, one more vote. When I vote for Punky, my mama cries, but I do it anyway. And that's from Mark. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark. And Tony, I do have the solution right here. If you remember, when we used to read out Podcast Alley, we used to pick out the best 5.
Yeah.
Not every single comment. So one way to catch up...
I could trim the fat.
You could lose the chaff, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I could do. I'm so grateful for every comment we get. I like to read them all out. But I could
start. Please do. Yeah, please do continue to vote for us and please do leave comments for us at Podcast Alley. We do appreciate it. One band that never need to lose the chaff are Wowie Los Arcs, Tony.
Nice.
This is a band that are one of the ones that are an example of a band. They're kind of from now, but they sound like from olden times.
Hmm.
Which is what I've been going for with some of the music this week, anyway. In that they do sound like a 60s garage rock band, but they are around now and current. This album, Cantan en Español, came out in 2005. They've got a new album out, which I'm trying to track down. But I revisited this album, but last night, because there's a track I've been looking for. It's got a kind of... It's not middle-eight. It's just got... Because it happens a couple of times, but it's got this section... In the song, when it suddenly changes, you'll see what I mean when I play it, but it suddenly changes and goes really sort of 60s pop, and then it goes back to garage rock again. It's basically a great song, Tone. I'll let you decide for yourself. Here it is, Wowie Los Arcs, Colga Mi Cosa.
Ahora, nena, guay, te acercas poco a poco. Mi cuerpo se agita, estoy loco. Tu lengua se estrella en mi cuello. Estaba en tus manos, soy tu perro. Come on, it's alright, baby, now. Coge mi cosa, yeah. Dejo tu bolsa, yeah. Sí, ahora, no. Cuando me rozas con tu cuerpo, tú haces que tiemble como muerto. Tus manos me dicen sal corriendo. Esto no es amor, yo no lo entiendo. Sigue, ¿sí? Come on, ignora.
Well, we lost Arx, Tony. Did you hear the middle bit? It's a Dave Clark fucking Five in Spanish. What were they thinking? Brilliant song. Get the album. It's great. And get their new album. It will be undoubtedly great as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wary Los Args' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WaryLosArgs.
It is. How are you spelling Wary Los Args?
WauyLosArghs.
It is indeed. It's WauyLosArrrghs. That's Tony 3, poorly being internet nil. Am I going to be able to get it back this week? I don't know. Anyway, a band that always get it back, and we're playing in Chicago last Saturday night. And you know how punky unites fans and bands across the land?
Fans, yeah.
In this case, it really did, because it united a fan and a band, because Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers were playing at a ghost conference in Chicago, and Omberance was there, and they shared a beer or two.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
That's wicked.
That's fucking great, isn't it? It's like people who are regular contributors to the show regularly contributing. I hope there wasn't any regular contributions going on there, by the way. I know what that Ugly Shoes is like. I mean, he didn't have to go all the way to Chicago from Columbus, Mississippi. He got his cock out of his trousers and he probably could have tickled Amber from there.
Probably. Wow, that's cool.
He said it was a 16-hour drive. It's a 16-hour drive to get the end of his knob.
Fascinating knob.
Now, I've had enough of talking about knobs, Tony. What I really want to hear about is twat. Can you help me out?
I can, kind of. Thank you all for your nominations so far. I've got a couple off you all. Thank you all so much. Still want more, as always. So, if you like the feature and you know where to at, and let's face it, you love the feature.
Come on, baby, you know, let me know. If you like my feature and you think I'm a twat, come on, baby, let it show.
Nice. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. This week is coupled with a gig guide, so I thought I'd read it out. I'll do the gig guide in a bit. It's from ex-Geordie Rich, expat, and it's not really a twat as so much, but I think it's worth reading out. I'm going to read it out.
Intriguing.
He says his twat is more because he's jealous of his mate's awesomeness than actual twatishness, but hey ho. My mate works in Costa here in Aylesbury and has the keys to the place. There's a load of really fit Polish birds working in Mackie D's just down from the Costa on the High Street.
Oh, fit Polish girls in McDonald's.
He took this pure...
That's like a dream come true.
He took this pure fit last...
That is... That is twat and burgers.
He took this pure fit last Rosa back to Costa to get warm and fucked her senseless on one of those lovely items of leather furniture.
Hang on a minute. This pure fit lass Rosa, was she a police officer?
Rosa. Rosa? R-O-S-A?
Yeah, I think Rosa is a good child.
Rosa might be better.
Rosa. Fuck's Who calls you Tony?
That's true.
Does anybody call you Tony? I'm going to call you Tony for the rest of the show.
Okay.
See how you like it, Tony.
It's not so much the fact that he did it. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's the only one to have bonked near the beans. Just his sheer smugness. So I nominate Martin of Aylesbury as a twat. Or for a medal of some kind. It's up to you. If he gets the sack, by the way, this never happened. Much love, expat Geordie Rich.
I think we ought to really call this item is great.
Yeah.
But we'll do it. Fuck it. Rich is a good old boy.
Yeah. So Martin from Aylesbury is a twat. Kind of.
Sort of, but...
Sort of.
Enough respect.
Yeah. Thanks for the nomination.
That's I'm like that sorry. South Park thing when the... When Ike's teacher falls in love with him. Have you seen it?
No.
It's the most out of all the South Park... Well, I'll say that. But there's a... Yeah. The nursery teacher, this young woman... falls in love with Ike, and it's blatant paedophilia. It's disgusting what happens, but all the cops can keep saying is, "One, she's a hard teacher and he's a boy, nice." Nice. And all I do is it keeps saying these different blokes going, "Nice." Nice. So as far as I'm concerned, his twat this week was nice. Oh, for crying out loud.
What?
Oh god. My phone's ringing. I'm going to have to get it, right? I'm going to take this call on air. All right. Hello, Paul B. Edwards. Oh, hi there, Stuart. Look, I'm so sorry. You managed to catch me when I'm making a radio show. So you could phone me back at 9:30. Thanks very much. For God's sake. That's the second call I've had in this section. I think I ought to put another song on before anyone else phones.
Okay.
So it's a good job that who should come to my age but the Shadow Cops, Tony.
Mm.
Fucking brilliant, the Shadow Cops. I'm loving it. Now, this is a little taster of next week's show, because next week's show is a TNS. That's not skanking special, right? Because yeah. We got all their stuff through the other week, and we are going to be doing a special. Basically, next week's show, I'm going to be featuring their sampler, Modern Music is Shit 2, right? So there'll be 8 songs from That's Not Skanking next week, but this week, to get you in the mood for it, here's one from the Shadow Cops. Now, this is from an album called A Big Pot of Hot. Big Pot of Hot, right? It's a hot pot. It's a hot pot, right? Hot pot sounds better than chop tops. Interesting. Right. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Shadow Cops.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 0. This is shocking. This is great. This is Putsch.
Always have regard for someone to be everybody. It's time I am like that.
Right, so that was Shadow Cops and Putsch, Tony, and I realise I've made an error earlier in this show.
Okay.
Because the band, when I said that I'd had a listen through the CD and I liked every song bar one, and it was kind of punk metal or petal or monk.
Yeah.
This was the band I was on about, and not First Time Riot, who are very much an oi band and must think I'm fucking mad right now.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, but First Time Riot do rock as well, so there we go. It's all sorted out. That is Shadow Cops. I recommend this album as well. I recommend everything this week, basically. But yeah, this album, do get it. Now then, Tony. Something that I don't really get is GoDaddy. And I know that in recent weeks, almost every other week, in fact, you've been doing your best to tell me about it in what, frankly, has been a bit too involved a style for me to really pay attention to. And I remember last week that you said to me that you were going to edit it down to make it easier for me. Have you done that?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and summarise a little bit.
Are you going to try and summarise a bit? Because you know I am simple and I have attention deficit disorder and I'm senile and lonely. Right, so as much as I like you talking to me, if I can't understand it, I'll drift off and the voice in my head take over. Meanwhile, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, will you give it your best shot?
I will. Okay. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And it's easy to build your website with GoDaddy's website builders.
I love their website builders.
They're cute. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate, which will protect your customers' details.
I need them protecting. Don't they get the chance to say, sell? What are they? And what are they?
They're sells.
Thank you.
And they'll protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
And the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
No idea.
Nah. It's just good. Because my clients use them, to be frank with
you. Oh, is it because of that exchange rate, baby?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I remember.
And also, there was Punky 9. That's...
Good Lord. Punky 9.
And that'll give you 30% off all .com domains. And there is also an additional code, which is Punky25. That's...
Punky25. Will this offer situation never end?
No. It will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Well, I think we can safely say you made a right pig's ear of that, didn't you, Tony?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought that wasn't too bad.
I thought that was absolutely appalling. Yeah. When you listen to that back, you'll go, that's the last time I read something that I've tried to quickly edit without actually having to read through it first, stumble over every single word, get every single thing wrong, forget everything. And now but strangely enough, Tony, because of that, I think I know all about them.
Huh.
So maybe ultimately, you have succeeded.
What a partial success then. Maybe.
Yeah, you wait until you hear that back, mate. Right, straight on with the next track, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is another one that is one of the bands that they were from an era, but they sound like from an earlier era, but this band are from an old era anyway, and this band are from the Purple Hearts, were around late 70s, early 80s, and were part of the mod revival that was going on then. And the mod revival, as it was very much sort of playing sort of, I don't know, sort of 60s pop, really, 60s Who and 60s Kinks stuff. And they're also out on Captain Oi. They're the second band we're playing with Captain Oi. And this is their a new album out on Captain Oi called the Mod Singles Collection. And we'll find out in MySpace everything after. But enjoy this, Tony. It's a little bit different for our show, but I think you'll like it. Just to please you.
Just to please you. Yeah.
lots of Purple Hearts just to please you, Tony. Did you like that?
I did, actually, yeah.
Good. Nice. It's really nice. The whole album is sort of reminiscent of that. And they do a version of Scooby-Doo on the album as well.
Oh,
an excellent version, too. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Purple Hearts' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Purple Heart.
No, MySpace.com/The Purple Hearts Official. Got one back. It's probably be the Internet 1, Tony 4. I still think you're going to be all right this week. I still think you're going to win it.
Okay.
I've got that feeling, yeah. Now, you're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now, and when I hear Midnight Configuration, Tony, what I immediately think of is gigs and how I like to go to gigs. Not Ryan gigs, proper gigs. I was wondering whether you can maybe guide me towards any with perhaps a feature.
Yeah, sure. I've got a couple of gig guides this week, so it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
So, the first
By the way, Tony.
Sorry?
By the way.
Yeah.
I did notice that you dropped the chuckles out of... out of GoDaddy as well. Did you not enjoy reading it as much this week?
It must have got lost in the edit.
Yes, did I know.
Put them back in. So now they're your favourite part.
They are.
Firstly, one gig from Richard Sharp, who says the Stiff Little Fingers are playing Aylesbury's legendary Friars Club on the 20th of October.
It is a legendary club as well. They've had punk rock going back there 30 years.
Oh, nice one. Special guests, Penetration and the Disco Students. £20 tickets are running out quick. So
do try and get one. Stiff Little Fingers are terrific live.
And then I've got another email, of course, from Ross.
Oh, brilliant. Does that mean it's time for Ross's International Ross Guide? Massive cock!
The Coven. Bedfordshire's biggest gothic gathering will be massing once more under the dark arches on Saturday the 10th of October with your resident DJs Nephilim Babe and Coven Alex playing tribute to London's past best alternative club, The Switch, featuring very special guest DJ Nick Switch at the Hatfax.
That was Luton's rather than London's, wasn't it?
It says Luton.
Yeah, I thought he said London's. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
We'll be bashing out some classic tunes from the Elephant and Tassel era, 81 to 85, throughout the night. So to anybody that used to drink in such places as the Blockers, the Brickies, George Lind and possibly the Mad Hatters, then here's the call to all you old punks, psychobillies, goths and weirdos. This is definitely a one-off show and should not be missed on any count. 9pm till 3am, £5. Last entry, 1am. More information, myspace.com/thecovernuk.
And hopefully I will be there as well.
Sounds large.
It could be very large Saturday night. I'll tell you all about what I'm doing on Saturday in the latest section of this show. But thank you very much for beautifully read Tony's International Gig Guide.
Thank you.
And it's time for the next track. I think we should play it right now, Tony. This is Limousine. We played them the other week. And we only got two tracks through from them. I think it's a single. We played El Presidente and I said I really liked it, and it was reminiscent. This was the band that I wanted to say was absolutely reminiscent of early Ants, etc, etc. This week we're playing the B-side of it because I like them so much and because they got in touch with us, left us a comment and made me want to play them again. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
How are you spelling Limousine?
Limozine.
It is. It's an unassailable lead. It's Tony 5, poorly beating Internet 1. A thrilling victory this week, Tony. Can you turn it into a thrashing? This is Junkie Girlfriend.
To my rock and roll, but don't give her nothing left.
That was Limousine Tony and Junkie Girlfriend. Do you like that?
It's nice.
Of course you did. This is the Chop Tops underneath, as I like them. Hello, Sinner. I'm not just saying that randomly. He's the lead singer stroke drummer in this, the great Santa Cruz three-piece that you do. You get a chance to see him, brilliant, and buy this stuff. So last week, Tony, last Wednesday, I went to see Nottingham Forest v Scunthorpe United with my dad for his 60th birthday.
Okay.
And I got us in the corporate hospitality area. And so we had a meal beforehand. And then when we went out, I'd arranged for them to scroll happy 60th birthday, Barry Edwards, across the scoreboard during the game. What I didn't realise was, because I was in corporate hospitality, it also meant he got a free pre-match announcement. So 5 minutes before kickoff, the stadium announcer comes on and says, "Hey, let's have a big cheer for Barry Edwards' 60th birthday." 15,000 people singing his name, brilliant. He was absolutely made up, and Forest won, which was terrific. Absolutely, things like that. It was the it was our second win in a trilogy of wins that have happened in the past 6 days, and basically we're suddenly above mid-table, only 3 points off the playoffs, and life has suddenly got sweet. That was Wednesday. We went all the way back to Hertfordshire, where the High Women's Lodge is. Then on Thursday, I got the train back up to Leicester to do a couple of gigs. And I'd like to tell you about these, because I did two gigs the same night. Thank you very much to Ben Ennis for booking me for these. The first one I got to, and it was in a self-catering block that was a part of Leicester University. Now, my experience of self-catering blocks when I was at college were that it was mostly overseas students. And this was no exception. They were all overseas students. Fortunately, most of them spoke English at this first gig, but there was no ground floor toilet, because they've all got toilets in their rooms. So there's no, the only ground floor toilet was a staff one, and I asked the warden of the hall if I could use the staff toilet, and he unlocked it and said that I could go in and use it. And on the back wall of the staff toilet, Tony, was a piece of paper. Now, the piece of paper was titled "The Art of Peeing." Now, you couldn't make this up if you tried. Bearing in mind, this is for Leicester University staff. Great educators in a seat of learning. Now, have you ever been in the toilet, Tony, when you've seen a little sign on the wall to the effect of, if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and...
No.
Never.
Ah.
Oh. The rhyme goes, if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seaty. Trust me, Tony, everyone else in the world knows that even step. Right. That is what you are expecting to see if you see a little sign about toilet decorum.
Okay.
I can't believe you've never seen that. Anyway, it's a little sign about toilet decorum they'll put up if people have been a bit lax with their piss, basically, right? In this greater seat of learning of great educators in their own toilet, it said, and I quote, and I'm particularly concerned about the last two words, "The art of peeing. If you find it difficult to aim and pee lands around the rim, or even worse, on the floor, please wipe it up or consider sitting down to pee." First of all, it's not even a fucking poem. It's just sentences. And secondly, I'm now going to read it again with the addition of the last two words. "The art of peeing. If you find it difficult to aim and pee lands around the rim, or even worse, on the floor, please wipe it up or consider sitting down to pee. Good luck." Good luck in having a piss without drenching the floor with your urine. Good luck in not managing to splash your boots and the seat as you have a wee. Good luck standing up to have a piss. Now, Tony, I have to tell you that this sign was stuck up in the women's staff toilet. Now, I don't know how the great educating women of Leicester University have a piss, but I suspect they're not standing up. And if they're not, how are they making such a fucking mess? Anyway, that was Thursday. Both the gigs were good fun. There was a scout leader at the second one. I thought he'd come in fancy dress, took the piss out of him, and then established he was, in fact, a scout leader who just finished his scouting.
Okay.
I thought it was someone's birthday or something. Then on the Friday, I did Nottingham Jonglers, and... Oh, and it didn't go very well. Not for me. It was a hard night. And then on the Saturday, I did Nottingham Jonglers, and a couple of my two very best friends were in the crowd, weren't they?
Yeah, me and Steph came. It was great.
That's right. And it was so, I thought maybe you could review that rather than me talking about it.
It was a really good night. It was, there was three comedians on, I forget their names.
And me.
Yeah, it was absolutely packed, full of...
Three comedians and a compare, Tony.
Oh, yeah, you, and your good self was comparing. And it's, I've never really seen you, your act yet, so I kind of, it's the first time I've really seen a bit of your act. Because I've seen you comparing, right, but I've never seen you actually singing a song apart from Beechwood Green.
Right, okay.
So this is like a small mini version of your act. It was quite nice to see. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Three really good comedians and really nice crowd. And seemed to be a really good night.
Well, thank you for that in-depth review of a night at Nottingham Jonglers featuring Nick Doody, Steve Harris, Brian Higgins and myself, Paul B. Edwards. Three very different styles of stand-up comedy from three blokes from three different parts of the world. One from Lancashire, one from Yorkshire, one from Scotland. All of whom managed to cover relationships and childbirth in some way or other. One of whom's Nick Doody's routine about how if you were goth parents and you had a child, you had to cease being a goth the next day, otherwise it just wasn't fair. And anyway, you'd probably want a stillborn. Didn't go down that well with one bloke in the crowd who had sadly lost his baby a few weeks before, and it all went a bit horribly wrong in one section of the audience, but nobody noticed. Apologies to the man. One of his mates came up to me outside and said, that was a bit out of order, wasn't it? And I said, what? And he said, what the man said of the joke. And I said, well, not really. We can't really do a survey on the door of everything bad that's happened to everyone ever and then not discuss it, you know. You do take your chance to a certain extent. As I've said before, when you go to a stand-up comedy show, you leave your emotional baggage at the door. Otherwise, the comics will unpack it. And anyway, I'm not entirely sure, in this man's fragile state after his terrible loss, who thought it would be a good idea to take him to a fucking comedy club.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do we know?
Hmm.
One thing I do know, Tony, is that I'm about to play the next song.
Okay.
Now this, I'm very pleased about, because this, and we haven't played a track off here for quite a while, but this is from the Meteors' first album, The Lost Damage. You remember me saying that we couldn't play their stuff, except for this album, because it's come out on Raucous Records, and Raucous have given me permission to play anything we like.
Yeah.
So I've managed to find a loophole, but it does mean that I can only play vintage Meteors rather than up-to-date, and this is the very first session they ever recorded that came out on an album about 18 months ago, I think, now. Was it? It was 2008, I think. We have played one track of it before. We played Psycho for Your Love. But this week, I'm going to play a track, interestingly, called Ain't Taking a Chance, because on the Meteors, well, in 1986, probably, album Sewer Time Blues, the opening track is called Ain't Taking a Chance. And I thought that when I saw that on here, I thought, oh, this must be like the first ever version they did, and then 5 or 6 years later, they got it right. No, entirely different song, Tony.
All right.
Just the same title. It's the same idea, and there are elements in this version that survived into the later version, but for all intents and purposes, it's an entirely different song. But interestingly, I love both versions. So it seemed only right that I should play it, especially as the Meteors, this came out around about 78. Oh, no, there you go, recorded November 1980. At a time of New Wave and the startings of New Romantic and ska, yeah, this sounds for all the world like vintage 50s rock and roll. There you go, you see. I'm once again using retrievable signifiers to make punky as postmodern as it can possibly get in this second half. What I want to know is, though, Tony, what is The Meteors' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMeteors?
No, MySpace.com/Meteors. I was quite surprised as well. Meteors. Do check them out. I thought it would be Meteors Official or something, but no, that's the one I found which seemed to have the most information on. There are a few Meteor sites, but that is the main one. They are a great band. They've been going for a long time. Arguably the founders of psychobilly. I would argue it's between them and the Cramps, but any Meteors fan will tell you it's the Meteors. Any Cramps fan will tell you the Cramps. I don't really mind. All I know is this is a great song, and here it is, Ain't Taking a Chance. Well, it broke my heart, well, it cracked.
Don't need you no more. I ain't taking a chance, I ain't taking a chance, I ain't taking a chance.
So that was from the classic Meat Mills album, the Lost album, available now on Raucous Records. And thank you, Howard, for giving me permission to play anything I want on that. Someone else who'd give me permission, Tony, is Richard Morton of the Rich Morton Sound, and they're the Beds underneath at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Beds this week.
It's all right.
Now, have you got anything that you want to add before I get into basically an advert for what I'm doing this week?
No, the only thing I'm doing this week is I think this Saturday it's the Pitterpat Club at the Social in Nottingham,
right,
the last night. So hopefully we'll be checking that out. So if you're in Nottingham, that might be one thing you might want to check out.
And that's at the Social.
It's at the Social Saturday night.
Yeah, so, cool. It's a decent venue, the Social.
Yeah, never been.
That's nice. Yeah, it'll be upstairs.
Okay.
It's cool. It's a decent venue. Right, what I'm doing this week, Tone, basically, is I am Thursday. I'm doing Rather. It's the return of my cabaret show in Camden, and this week's going to be a fucking beauty because I've got three comics on, two of which are really rather well known in their own countries, and one of which is fucking great as well. And did Dolly Mix the other month. So in itself, three great acts in Robbie Bonham, Martin Davis, and Pam Ford. I've also got not one, not two, but three burlesque dancers. One of which is a boylesque dancer called Berry Lee Davis, who apparently does something a bit weird and takes his skin off. That might be a low point for me, but everyone else will undoubtedly love it. It's also the Grey Sebastiano will be there doing some close-up magic. Nat the Evil Lesbian will be there. And it's the Dark Mills Rap Party, which means there's going to be a bevy of burlesque beauties just in the crowd. Oh, good Lord, just in the crowd. So, yeah, for the sake of £10 on the door, it's a right deal. It's Elixir Bar, Evershot Street, doors open at 7:30. Make NW1 your place to be in London town this Thursday. Friday, Robbie Bonham continues on his little tour of my gigs when he joins Jim Taveray at my gig in Hitchin, the Last Minute Comedy Club at Woodside Hall. Jim Taveray is the double bass playing stand-up board legend as seen in Harry Potter and I believe The Prisoner of Azkaban, when he's the barman in that, and he's also been doing quite well in the States recently. You might have seen him on Last Comic Standing. Jim can't make the Saturday gig at the Arts Centre in Letchworth, where I am, but Robbie Bonham is again there, as is a Canadian comic called Tommy Campbell, who is also very good. After that show, we're hoping to go to the Coven, if we can get there. I haven't worked out how we're going to get there yet, but we are hoping to go to the Coven to see Rust and Loops and motherfucking Small Paul and a few other randoms. You never know, Steve, my mate from Luton, might make it over there with us as well. Then on Sunday, I go to Bedford to The Pad on Lurk Street, which is another one of my shows. And once again, Robbie Bonham's on. It's Robbie Bonham crazy this week. And he'll be joined by Irish comedian Mary Burke and funky weirdo and nerd and geek Owen Niblock, who was on at Dolly Mix the other week, and he sings very funny songs and combines sci-fi and children's animals. I'm not going to give too much away, but Winnie the Pooh, 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 Eeyore. But he's very funny, and that is the three Last Minute Comedy Clubs are £8, £6 to members. Advance tickets for Letchworth on the Saturday can be booked on 01462 670 788. The other two are on the door only. Get down early. Fuck, that was quite good, wasn't it? And then on Monday, next Monday, we can't make Punky next Monday, Tom, because I've got another gig in Bedford.
Blimey.
I'm doing a charity gig, which I believe is for mental health.
No, right, okay.
I have a feeling when I show up, they won't know whether to stick me on stage or put me on the front row. But anyway, I'm sure that would... And I'll be on again with Owen Niblock. And Howard Reed, who you might know from the Little Howard Kids Show. Don't know whether you've seen him, but Howard. And Howard's also from Hitchin. Yeah. So that's about it for me this week. That's about it for what I'm going to say before the last song, unless you have anything to add.
No, that's about it, I think.
I threatened to play this band last week, Tony. This is the Derellas. Now, we have played one track of this EP. I believe they're from Brighton. We have played one track of this EP called She's a Pistol. And I hope they are from Brighton now I've said that. Oh, well. As far as I'm concerned, they're from Brighton. And the EP is called She's a Pistol. But it's only got four tracks on it, and I can only play two of them because the third one is a cover version of Carly Simon's You're So Vain, like you've never heard before, and is a cracker. And the last track, Day of the Dead, is an instrumental, which only leaves me two. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Derellas MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDerellas.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/theDurellas1, and that's the number one. So you have won this week, Tone. Well done. It's a nice return to form there. But it's Tony 5, Paulie Bean Internet 3. Okay. Make sure you check out the bands this week. They should all, well, most of them should be on a MySpace Top Friends. This is the only one we can play. Here we go. Track 2 of the EP, Everything Jaded. So, did you like that, Tone?
Yes.
It's nice. Reminiscent of the Ramones, I think, there. Hmm. Thank you so much for listening this week. Please do make sure that you add the bands where possible if you're on MySpace, or at least check the music out. And do buy their stuff. You know, all the bands we play on the show, we do for a reason. Hey, which internet radio station should people be listening to this week, Tone?
Roach Radio. Maybe.
Okay. Is it Roach Radio again, is it? All right.
Wicked Radio last week, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Yeah, in that case, then, yes, Roach Radio. What's the address for that?
myspace.com/Roach Radio.
And we go out midnight EST, don't we?
Yeah, it's like... Is it midnight, yeah, or was it 1? I can't remember. Very late night, Friday night.
Yeah, so do check it out. It was primarily a talk radio station, but they've got more music shows now. And we fit in quite well to both what we've been doing, all that talking and that, and then I was playing music as well. Also, please, if you haven't already, do leave a review for us at iTunes. How do you do that, Tony?
Go to our music store page on iTunes. You can search for Punky, or go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page, and you can review us. Log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read out your review. You can also subscribe to us from there, if you haven't already.
Yeah, because we have taken a dive on there, in that we've disappeared off the featured entirely. So we need reviews to get us back on there. So please, if you haven't done already, please do review us. That's about it, I think, Tone. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.